Good morning. Cold high pressure is centered over interior New York and New England, and most locations have gone down to between 0 and 10 above, with some spots, especially those with a snow cover, dropping below 0 this morning. The good news is that the wind has gone calm, and in most places, wind chill values are identical to the actual air temperature, so no added cold because of the wind. Still, though, a chilly start across the region. Like yesterday, we'll have brilliant sunshine through the morning, mixing with just a few clouds in the afternoon, but enough sunshine and a developing south breeze will push us through the 20s and toward the 30-degree mark on average for an afternoon high. With high pressure remaining in control, it'll be a dry night tonight with partly cloudy skies. Not nearly as cold, though, with most places only going back into the upper teens and lower 20s. With this higher starting point tomorrow and an increasing southwesterly wind flow, temperatures should manage to get above freezing in most places and top out in the middle 30s. Because of the warming trend, we'll generate a few clouds, which will mix with sunshine, but it'll stay dry through Wednesday afternoon. A weak disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region late Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. This will bring a round of light snow across the area, primarily north of I-90, where we could pick up a dusting up to an inch of snow by sunrise on Thursday. Other locations, just a trace of snow, perhaps dusting the ground. However, by Thursday afternoon, temperatures will climb above freezing again, and a few scattered rain and snow showers are possible with highs in the middle to upper 30s. We should see temperatures around 40 with more dry weather on Friday. Then heading into the holiday weekend, skies will be mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers as another weak disturbance passes by on Christmas Eve. On Saturday afternoon, lower 40s. And right now for Christmas Day, it looks sunny with high temperatures around 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm approaching the west coast will produce another round of rain and mountain snow to the Pacific Northwest, and some freezing rain will be possible for interior valleys where a shallow layer of sub-freezing temperatures exist. Closer to the coast, flood watches are in effect for Washington and Oregon, where 1 to 3 inches of rain could fall, and combine with higher elevation snowmelt, leading to rises in rivers, streams, and creeks. As that low tracks inland across the northern Rockies, snow will fall heavily at times today. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. And avalanche warnings have been issued for the Cascades of Washington and Oregon. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 7 degrees with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 7 degrees, the dew point 1. 76% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.60 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 29 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 30s, Boston sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 23 degrees, the low 8, the average temperature 16, that's 11 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snow. For the month, 8.3 inches of snow, which is 8-tenths of an inch above normal. And 10.6 inches of snow for the season, which is right on normal for this time of year. There were 49 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 666, that's 12 above normal. And 1,822 for the season, which is 236 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 20. The record high, 61, set in 1957. And the record low, 19 below zero, in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, but not as cold today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny but not quite as cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, not as cold though today with highs right around 30. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies, not as cold though today with highs right around 30 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, but not as cold today, with high temperatures near 30. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine mixing with some clouds, a touch milder in the mid-30s. Some light snow showers late Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. A few rain and snow showers Thursday afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Friday. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers Saturday in the lower 40s. For Christmas Day on Sunday, mostly sunny near 40. And mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers on Monday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.